This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's been a Ruth Bader Ginsburg spotting. Yes, Ruth RBG. She's been in as elusive as Sasquatch these days, and so it's got people wondering about her health. I mean, we've been wondering about her health since the fall. I'm talking about the fall down, because she fell and broke her ribs. Yeah. I wrote a piece not long ago asking leftists to produce Ruth. In any article, I explained why I think the Democrats are hiding the woman. And I said this, I went on record recently saying that Ginsburg will not return to the Supreme Court of the United States. Also, I don't think her health will get her through Black History Month. It's her third cancer scare. But in the last bout, remember, she fell and broke three ribs. That's how they discovered the cancer. Imagine if doctors do more looking around in that 85-year-old carcass. That's pretty funny. So, welcome, by the way, to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give me a buzz. Now, in this more recent spotting, I said, I suspect the left have had enough time to find a body double. Or maybe they had a makeup artist from Hollywood create another Ruth, finger quotes, and slap that face on Hillary Clinton, because Hillary and Ruth have about the same body in terms of age. So they claim she's been spotted, and here's what the... I don't agree with this, by the way, because there's no real proof that she's been spotted. This so-called appearance has all the makings of a weekend at Bernie's. I'm not kidding you. But here's what they write. The 85-year-old Ginsburg is attending a concert at a museum a few blocks from the White House that is being given by her daughter-in-law and other musicians. Patrice Michaels is married to Ginsburg's son, James. Michaels is a soprano and composer. The concert is dedicated to Ginsburg's life in the law. These leftists will do anything to give themselves tributes. Look, I get it. I'm not trying to demean the idea that a daughter-in-law wants to recognize her mother-in-law. I'm not. I get it. But the timing of all this is just so amazing. I mean, it's fun to watch, honestly. They said this. Ginsburg had surgery in New York on December 21st. Understand, this is not a long time we're talking about here. 4 days before Christmas, December 21st, she missed arguments at the court in January, her first illness-related absence in more than 25 years as a justice. She's been recuperating at her home in Washington since late December. That's what they tell us. Ginsburg has had two previous bouts with cancer. She had colorectal cancer in 1999 and pancreatic cancer in 2009. The justice sat at the back of the darkened auditorium at the National Museum of Women in the Arts. See, that's the part that got me. That's the part that made me go, wait a minute, AP. I don't know that I believe this to be RBG. James Ginsburg said before the concert that his mother, get this, I love this one. She's walking a mile a day and meeting with her... personal trainer twice a week. To say that an 85-year-old has a personal trainer, come on. She's meeting with a therapist, with a, what do they call them, like a nurse or somebody that's helping her move those old creaky joints and stretch out those old muscles that are atrophying. Are you kidding me? She's, look, walking a mile a day is not a big deal. And I have friends in their 80s. I swear to you, these people look like they perform like they're in their 60s. I'm talking about we golf. I had a buddy of mine, he called me up the other day. Mike's like 78. He's like, hey, Kevin, what you doing, man? I said, nothing, man. What are you up to? He goes, oh, man, I just wanted to call you. He goes, you remember I was telling you I was skiing the red diamonds up there? He goes, I blew out my knee. I went, get out. He goes, yeah, man, I think age might be catching up with me. He goes, I blew out my knee, so I'm back in Atlanta. Because he keeps me posted on where he is in case I'm traveling around. We can meet up for dinner or lunch, whatever. And he goes, yeah, blew out my knee. And not his knee. He tore his hamstring. Tore his hamstring. And now this dude, I'm not kidding you. He's 78 years old. You go on a mountain with him, he will ski circles around you. And all the dudes that are with him are in their 70s. We golf together. I'm the oldest young guy there. Because I'm like the dude going, every time I go hang out with these guys, I say to myself, man, I hope I'm like that in my 80s. You know, one of my friends is 84 years old. I swear to you, this guy looks like he's 60 at best. And he looks like he can hoop with the best of them. Drives the ball 275 yards, plays golf like a champ. Don't even think about playing him in tennis. He will absolutely rip you to shreds. I've asked these guys, is this cocoon? Have we found the fountain of youth and y'all won't let a brother in? What is the deal? These guys are amazing. But here's the, so anyway, going back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She sat in the back of the darkened auditorium at the National Museum of Women. And then here's what they said, the next sentence in this thing. It says, the National Constitution Center, which sponsored the concert, did not permit photography. Nobody could get an actual sighting of Sasquatch. I mean, RBG. Nobody. His mother's walking a mile a day and working with a personal trainer twice a week. Are you freaking kidding me? We have a picture when I posted the other one, Where's Ruth, another post, and she's lifting like 500 pounds. Why don't you just tell us that she's, she's mountain climbing in the Himalayas, free climbing, and with no, you know, no cold weather gear. Because they want you to believe she's so fit. Look at Ruth. I don't know if you've seen pictures of Ruth. Look at the one of the State of the Union speeches from 2, 3, 4 years ago. Whatever the number of time. I think it was during Obama when she's stumped over. Look at that picture of Ruth and tell me that's the picture of health. Look, justices should not serve if they're incapacitated for long periods of time, period. I don't care what political persuasion you are. Life goes on. Politics goes on. And the left need to realize this. This lady is living in dog years now. That, no offense, I'm not trying to even be funny. There's a certain time when the body reaches a point where it's over. My grandmother, up until the age of 84, oh my gosh, she was and she'd had a stroke at 80. And she still looked good. But from 84 to 85, she aged faster than you can imagine. It was like, what happened? Lost probably 40 pounds. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They're like, and we need to, and like when, you know, they say discrimination or unfair incarceration of black men, and then they pause and the crowd cheers, and it's like in their mind, they're like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
For acknowledging it. And it's like, okay, you know, acknowledging racism is a really big step.
It's a necessary first step.
Believe it or not, that's Ocasio-Cortez jumping on leftist. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. See, this girl, well, you have to acknowledge that it exists, but then you got to do something about it, man. Oh, my goodness. And did you hear I started out with a, well, it's like, you know, like, you've been like this and that and like, and it's like you can't put a sentence together. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Liberals, leftists, see racism in everything. They see classism in everything. They see feminism in everything. They see all the isms in everything, and they spend so much time trying to figure out all the isms that they just stop living life. They don't even enjoy life. Let's listen to the rest of that, because she gets into the cisgender. She actually gets herself in trouble here. Here it is.
It's a really big step from where we were, but you're right, it's nowhere near enough, and the solutions are so painful, frankly. I find the solutions for white communities to be very painful, because it's very painful for a community to understand and have go through this. Like, you can be, the idea that you can be poor and benefit from the color of your skin does not compute for a lot of people. And going through that realization is very painful, or even just economically for people that are, that were born with silver spoons, it's very painful to admit that you had advantages. And it's just
look what happened to Brett Kavanaugh when he was confronted.
Oh my God!
It literally
is an identity meltdown. It's a fundamental.
I worked for everything I ever had.
Yeah, and like that is the majority of a lot of communities, how a lot of communities feel, and it's because if you haven't had a transition in your life where, you know, you were maybe born poor or born without, you know, certain privileges, and then especially as you transition into having certain privileges in your life, you actually see and feel and sense and taste and smell all of the differences. If you've never experienced different treatment in your life, you wouldn't know what different treatment feels like or looks like. And it's really, really hard. I mean, it's like, and we can all, almost every single person in this country can acknowledge some privilege of some type. You know,
right.
I'm a cisgendered woman. I will never know the trauma of feeling like I'm not born in the right body. Mm-hmm. And that is a privilege that I have, mm-hmm. no matter how poor my family was when I was born. But it's really hard for some people to admit that they, you know, it's part of this weird American dream mythology that we have, that in a lot of circumstances isn't as true or isn't as clearly communicated as we'd like for it to be.
Holy cow. Did you catch on any of that stuff? Holy Toledo. Wow. She's talking about the pain. The solutions are painful. Solutions for the white community are painful. In other words, for you to recognize your privilege, it's painful. You don't want to do it because it'll wake you up. And once you get woke, you'll never go back. It's painful. I love to see you go through this, and like, you can be, like the idea, you can be poor and benefit from the color of your skin does not compute for most people. That's what she said. In other words, she wants me, poor black kid growing up, to go, Kevin, do you recognize that you cannot benefit from your color? I want you to understand there's nothing you're going to do that's going to make you benefit from this, dude. And then she goes on to say this, it's painful for people born with silver spoons because they have trouble admitting I was born into a life of privilege. Can I just stop there for just a second and ask you, were you born underprivileged in any way? See, what's funny, Ocasio-Cortez says, if you weren't born rich, you got a problem. If you weren't born white, you got a problem. If you weren't born a man, you have a problem. If you weren't born beautiful, you have a problem. If you weren't born smart, you have a problem. And I would say to any of those things, what if I'm born really athletic? Do I still have a problem? What if I'm not beautiful, but I'm really smart? Do I still have a problem? What if I'm born black, but I'm really rich? Do I still have a problem? What if I'm born black, but I have unbelievable perseverance? I still got a problem. It's funny how they measure. Talk about a demoralizing way of life, man. You're always walking around going, no matter what it is, you got a problem. And she screws it up. She says, everybody is born with some sort of an advantage, but then she wants to tell you about your disadvantages. It doesn't make sense. Her comment is, if you haven't had to transition, in other words, if you were born rich and you stay rich, if you've never been poor, you can never understand the plight of the poor. I don't disagree that you can go along through your life with blinders on. I don't disagree with that at all. You have your view of the world, and that's it. And sometimes you get awakened. You'll go somewhere and somebody can't buy something, and you'll be like, why can't they buy that? Let me just tell you what she's talking about. This is going to blow your mind. What I'm about to tell you will summarize what Ocasio-Cortez is talking about as succinctly as it can be summarized. She's talking about childhood. She's talking about the revelations that your little world that you grow up in, as it expands when you become an adult, it gets more and more scary. Most of us get over it by the time we're 12. We understand it. The world doesn't move around me. It's no longer. She's making it appear that every day you wake up, if you don't have a transition, if you don't go into the LGBT world, you can't understand it. If you weren't born black and you're white, you'll never understand. If you weren't born Latino, if you weren't born a woman, if you weren't born this, you're never going to understand it. So your life is going to be this continuous awakening. No, it isn't. Your life is going to be the understanding that everybody doesn't think like you, and that's okay. But you'll have a certain set of moral values that take into account all these other things. They don't. The left don't. That's why she's talking. If you haven't had a transition. So if I'm rich and I've been poor, that's a transition. Does it count for if I'm a man but I've never been a woman? You get what I'm saying? Wow, man, this is a destructive way to be. And I don't think these people really understand how bad they are. And her big problem is she was born a woman, a cisgender woman, not an LGBT woman. The horror.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced in his State of the Union address that he will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Vietnam on February 27th and 8th. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joins Fox Business with a message for the North Koreans.
It's a real opportunity for the world. I have a team on the ground in Pyongyang even as we speak, beginning to lay those foundations for the meetings that will happen at the end of this month. We are very hopeful that Chairman Kim will fulfill his commitment, the one that he made back in June in Singapore, to denuclearize his country.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump is nominating David Malpass to head the World Bank.
David has been a strong advocate for accountability at the World Bank for a long time. He has fought to ensure financing is focused on the places and projects that truly need assistance, including people living in extreme poverty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pick you as an immigrant myself. I came to this country 45 years ago with me and my mother, okay? 45 years ago, we were not offered sanctuary. We were not offered an easier, softer way, okay? We were told you have to be an American citizen, and here's what you have to do. And we did it. We worked hard, and we put in our time, okay? And I now have a piece of paper hanging on my wall called a naturalization certificate that says I am a proud United States American citizen. And if I can do it, every single person that's a dreamer in this room can do it. Every person that's undocumented in this room, they could do it too.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a Mexican man, a legal immigrant to America, and he's wearing a MAGA hat while he's talking to the left about all these different, the various things he said. He's at a city council type thing. And there's a bunch of leftists in there, and no one dare challenge the guy. Good for him. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. You can give us a buzz at 844-551-8255 if you want to talk. So the re-shutdown of the government looms. I think the date is, February 15th? The Democrats wanted the 8th. Trump gave them the 15th. The day after Valentine's Day, you get to celebrate, get to keep that paycheck. Keep everybody happy. Keep mama happy. Get her those flowers and chocolates and take her out for dinner and, a little slap and tickle later. There you go. Mama, papa, y'all enjoy yourselves. But the next day, those 800,000 government workers could lose their stuff again. I don't know if Donald Trump, I don't know what's going on strategically. I really don't. I'd love to be able to give you, look inside the crystal ball here and tell you, here's what's going on inside of government. Are they furloughing people? What are they doing? I think Donald Trump is making some moves. He alluded to it. He alluded to having acting cabinet directors and things like this. I'll get into that. In fact, let's play that clip because then I want to get into him talking about Pelosi and what Pelosi had to say and on because we need to be talking about illegal immigration, the border wall. It's been on the back burner for a bit. After all, we've had the Super Bowl. But yeah, here's what Trump had to say about firing people and whatever. And I suspect there's a lot of shakeup that's going on in government right now with these acting directors. And here's what Trump said.
Our secretary, great energy and great
a great smart gentleman.
Because you have an acting AG until you get Barr confirmed, yes. An acting defense secretary, an acting chief of staff, an acting interior secretary.
It's easier to make moves when they're acting.
So you are going to shake up?
Some, and some not. Some are doing a fantastic job. Really, I like acting because I can move so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me more flexibility. But actually, some of the names you mentioned, they're doing a fantastic job.
How do you know when to fire someone?
When it's not happening. When
what do you mean?
It doesn't get done. Like with General Mattis, I wasn't happy with his services. I told him, give me a letter.
He resigned.
He resigned because I asked him to resign. He resigned because I was very nice to him. But I gave him big budgets, and he didn't do well in Afghanistan. I was not happy with the job he was doing in Afghanistan. And if you look at Syria, what's happened? I went to Iraq recently. If you look at Syria, what's happened in Syria in the last few weeks, you would see that things are going down that were not going down, that things are happening that are very good. So I was not happy with him, but I wish him well.
I love Trump's approach to government, where he says, we don't have these burrowed in bureaucrats. He's like ticks burrowed under the skin of a dog. No, they're acting. If they do well, they keep their jobs. If they don't, they're gone. Go back to the private sector. These are smart people, but you're not necessarily cut out for dealing with the government. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. I told you, this border wall thing, is we're just on a temporary reprieve. We've got, what, few days, 10 days or so, I don't know how many specifically, before the government reshuts down. Trump's going to make some moves that, in my opinion, are going to define this whole border showdown, and I predict we're going to be very happy with the outcome. Now, let me play a clip of Nancy Pelosi talking about the wall. And you can see for yourself that she's very dogmatic, that she doesn't want to do this. And I'm curious how they're going to get out of this, but here you go.
Couldn't be any wall money in the legislation. However, if they have some suggestions about certain localities where technology, some infrastructures, I said, about the ports of entry. We might need more ports of entry. We might need some roads. That's part of the negotiation. It is not a negotiation for the president, say. What did he say today? It doesn't matter what Congress does. I knew that he wanted it all to himself. I mean, oh, really? A president who wants to have Congress be completely irrelevant and how we meet the needs of the American people. No, come on. So let them work their will. I'm an appropriator. See, that's where one of the places I was forged. Intelligence. Should we go to that subject?
If you're having trouble keeping up with what Pelosi was saying, don't feel bad. The video is even worse. She's like loony. It's like, whoa, whoa. She's all over the place. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. She says, we're open to suggestions, you know, new ports of entry. Yeah, I tell you what, Nancy, right now we have unlimited ports of entry. Why do we need new ones? Oh, my gosh. Technology. But she's not giving a nickel. No money will go to the border wall. None. Even though they've asked for it. Let me just tell you, I don't care what you think, folks. I don't care. Kevin, you can tell me you think I get it wrong, I get it right. It doesn't, you know, whatever. Let me tell you. Donald Trump's getting this wall, whether he has to do it with the Corps of Engineers, whether he has to do it with these new monies that I've talked about the other day, whatever, he will get this wall. It will be built, and it's gonna make this border crossing a lot more difficult for people and slow it down, because that's the only thing that we can ask for as citizens of this country. And it was funny, because Pelosi says he wants us to be irrelevant, the Congress to be irrelevant. I dare any of you leftists listening to this program, go back and look at what Barack Obama did to get around Congress. All the ways. Executive orders that just said, I don't care. DACA is a perfect example of an executive order. It was illegally issued, and we're living with this piece of monstrous legislation. And you know what Donald Trump said? Let's take it and put it back to Congress. Let you vote on it. But Nancy Pelosi, I knew. You said she's pounding her fist. I knew he wanted control. I knew he wanted it. He does. Yeah. And it's like, are you out of your mind? Look, folks, stop trying to negotiate. Stop trying to understand these people. There is nothing to understand. They don't like you. They hate you. And they don't even hate you for the reasons of what you believe. They hate you because you're right. I'm just saying, you're right. Even when they agree with you, they hate you. And the only reason why they agree with you is because their people who claim they want to go for this very same thing you want are never going to do it. When Barack Obama says we need to have border security, he doesn't want border security. He wants you to believe he wants border security. That's why they agree with him, because they're never going to do anything. And what they hate about Trump is he will fix the problem. She says, let them work their will. I'm an appropriator. One of the places I was forged. I didn't know they had a place where they forge them. But then she says, intelligence. That's a whole other subject. I don't get it. The woman's crazy. Here's what Trump said in negotiating with Pelosi.
Showdown with Speaker Pelosi. What did you learn about negotiating with her?
Well, I think that she was very rigid, which I would expect, but I think she is very bad for our country. She knows that you need a barrier. She knows that we need border security. She wanted to win a political point. I happen to think it's very bad politics, because basically she wants open borders. She doesn't mind human trafficking, or she wouldn't do this, because, you know,
she
the traffickers...
She offered over $1 billion for border security.
Excuse me?
She offered over $1 billion for border security. She doesn't want the wall.
She's costing the country hundreds of billions of dollars, because what's happening is when you have a porous border, and when you have drugs pouring in, and when you have people dying all over the country because of people like Nancy Pelosi, who don't want to give proper border security for political reasons, she's doing a terrible disservice to our country. And on the 15th, we have now set the table beautifully, because everybody knows what's going on because of the shutdown. People that didn't have any idea, they didn't have a clue as to what was happening, they now know exactly what's happening. They see human trafficking. They see drugs and gangs and criminals pouring in. Now, we catch them because we're doing a great job. But if we had proper border security, we wouldn't have to work so hard, and we could do an even better job. And I think Nancy Pelosi is doing a terrible disservice to the people of our country.
Wow, you, in political speak, you can't get any more big, you know, that's like DEFCON 1. Welcome back. There's a president speaking on Pelosi and speaking on the border situation. And this, he says, she wanted to win a political point. See, that's what Trump is saying. This is why I go back to when he made this statement, make America great again and America first. And he's lost $1 billion as president that the liberals laugh at. Keep laughing. Because what Donald Trump is proving is that he's the one who's sane in these issues.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare?
Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists are crazy, and I have another example to prove it. And you'll say to me, Kevin, how do you know these people are leftists? Because the story. They're crazy. That's how I know. make me get upset with you. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me. I am Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. This is a crazy story. This is as crazy as leftists celebrating, cheering that you can kill a baby up until the moment of birth. Cheering that when you have a child, let it die on the table. It's no big deal. They cheered it. Woo! In New York. Yay! Look at us. We're the baby killers. Like I told you before, folks, I'm not overly sanctimonious about this. I'm not even going to make it about Bible and all that stuff. I'm making it about common sense. I'm making it about human decency. There are people on the left who have more concern for animals than they care about that. Tell somebody you're going to have a litter of pups and you just let them die right there where they lay. And the PETA will be all over you like ugly on an ape, like ugly on Hillary. I'm just saying, they care more about them than they do the human beings. Then you wonder, why do they not care about drive-bys in black communities? Because they're nothing but apes. They're just animals. They treat animals better than they treat the people that are getting killed in Chicago. Better than people who are being killed by criminal illegals coming into this country. Animals are treated better. Yeah, buddy. Yet, in this crazy story, a 27-year-old Indian man wants to sue his parents, with whom he admits he has a good relationship. But why does he want to sue them? Because they brought him into the world, get this, without his consent. Can't we all sue each other if that's the case? The only people who won't be suing their parents are black folks. Because we can't find them. Dad, I'm going to sue my daddy. As soon as I find my daddy, I'm going to sue him. Really? Ralph Samuel of New Delhi said that children are indebted to their parents. And that children should ask their, are not indebted to their parents. And that children should ask their mothers and fathers for an explanation as to why they gave birth to them. Well, we had nothing better to do, so we decided we would make a baby and you don't eat. I mean, he says, I want to tell all Indian kids they don't owe their parents anything. I love my parents, and we have a great relationship, but they had me for their joy and their pleasure. Wow. Folks, this is the generation. He's 27, is that right? 27 years old, and he's come to the conclusion that his parents had him for their joy and satisfaction, not his. He added, my life has been amazing, and I don't see why I should put another life through the rigmarole of school, finding a career, especially when they didn't ask to exist. Is that a fatalist attitude, saying, you know what, I now have to work at life. My parents had me, I have to work at life. There's not a creature that's born into the world, not a creature, that doesn't zest. I mean, it doesn't go after its life. From the little turtles that get born on a beach somewhere where they're crawling towards the ocean, they might get eaten up, you know, by some stork or some predator, but they come out going survive, 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 survive. And when they get out there, they learn, and they survive, and they thrive. And guess what? Some of them don't make it. That's the reason why, in the human form of all of this, we actually go, okay, well, we're gonna take a look at this and make sure everything's good. You know, we're going to help you out, little guy. And we're always, you know, helping them. You're so good. You're so great. You're awesome. You can put the Velcro across your strula, you know, whatever. They don't have to learn to tie their shoes anymore, little chumps. But they don't want to be born. You want to sue your parents because you were born? Samuel, they say, he's part of a belief system called antinatalism, which promotes the notion that children shouldn't be forced to be born, especially at the expense of the planet. Can you imagine if everybody took this antinatalism approach and so suddenly nobody was born?
Other Indian people must know this is this is an option not to have children. And to ask your parents for an explanation as to why they gave birth to you.
Samuel went on to compare childbearing to both kidnapping and slavery. I'm just throwing my hands up in the air. Ooh, Lord. I mean, really, kidnapping and slavery, your parents giving birth to you, nurturing you, if they do, I mean, like I said, if you want to have a complaint because your dad was abusive and he beat up on you and beat up on your mom and your siblings or whatever, I get it. But the overwhelming majority of us don't get, you know, we didn't have lives like that. What my kids would complain about, little things, I would be like, shut up. Don't even come to me with your complaints when you compare your childhood to my childhood. I'm serious. It is. Look, I had it great in comparison to my grandparents. They didn't have TV. They didn't have, even the first video game I had was better, you know, bigger than them. They didn't have computers. They barely had, I don't think they had calculators. Life for them was difficult. They washed clothes by hand. There was no dishwasher. My great-grandmother used one of those dishwashing things where you rub your clothes on the thing and get the stuff out. And the way she dried them, she put it in, there's a dryer, you had a roller, like a pastry roller. And it, you'd put it through there, and they had two of them, and one, you know, they would go opposite directions, and it would dry out your clothes. I remember using it. That was the most fun part about drying to me, about washing clothes. But these kids today, I mean, if they don't get everything they want the way they want it, life has no meaning. They don't understand. I've taken video games away from my kids. End of the world. Take their cell phone away. End of the world. End of the world. They don't know how to behave. Don't know how to react. Oh, man. Here's what he says. The outlet reported that Samuel runs a Facebook page called Nihilanon, which boasts a whopping 800 followers. And you can find various memes and videos advocating for the following human race to die. One photo reads, "A good parent puts the child above its wants and needs, but the child itself is a want of the parents." Another calls the parents hypocrites and asks, "Isn't forcing a child into this world and forcing him into a career kidnapping and slavery? How dare you bring me into this world and force me to work? I wanted to be lazy. I wanted to be not born." Well, how did you know? How'd you know that? You'd have to be sentient to know that. So, how'd you know? Maybe you did want to be born. One day, they said on Samuel shared a video titled Infertile is sexy. And he shared another video titled, "Don't respect your parents unless you want to." These people, I'm truly at a loss. What do you say about this? Because the bigger picture here, folks, is that, yeah, he's only got 800 followers, and yeah, it's a loony thing to do, what he's proposing here. But do you think he's the only one? I've never in my entire life, when I talk about original thoughts, I remember telling some friends of mine, I've never had an original thought. I hope I have an original thought. And then I started having original thoughts because my ideas were very original. I had spoken to God. He says, you can have original thoughts, lots of them, bada bing, bada boom. And I have them. I've never heard of a single individual, a single person saying to me, "Kevin, I would like to sue my parents for being born." I've had people say, "You can't pick your parents. I wish I could." But, you know, he claims he's got a good relationship. His kids claims he has a good relationship with his parents. He says he loves his parents or whatever. Would he be saying this if his parents were filthy rich? I don't know what is the economic background is of his financial background of his parents are. But I'll tell you this, I don't think they're rich. Because my bet is this superficial little rascal, if his parents were rich, he wouldn't be saying a word. We would never be covering this subject because he'd be like, "Well, I mean, I'm rich. How do I know what things are? I get whatever I want." You know, if he were a spoiled rich kid, all bets are off. But because he's not, he's suing his parents under the auspice of, I didn't necessarily want to be born. I would just end and say, "Well, here, I'll tell you what we can do. Let's end this nonsense right now. Let's end your suffering. You sign this affidavit that says, I want to die, and I'll go push you off a mountain. Let's see how committed to this you really are. Since childbearing is kidnapping and slavery, forcing you to get a job, you're at the prime of life at 27 years old, and if you don't want to have to work, your life should be over. We can end it now. We don't have to wait.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.